I greet you all today in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, and a special warm thanks to all of you mothers out there. I know it can be a very demanding job being a mother, and I just want to let you all know that we very much appreciate it. So now I'm going to hand you over to our brother who has prepared his notes here, and I know he's ready to speak for us. And I ask that you would pray for him and help him in his thoughts and his words and help him to be able to give the message to us that God has placed on his heart.
Thank you, Brother Aaron. Good morning, everyone. And I think that today I don't have to come out with to let you know almost like what is my sermon is going to be about. Of course, it's Mother's Day, and I like to say that one more time, and I might be saying it through my whole sermon. But I will try not to do it so much that you might get tired of it. I want to thank you to the kids for that effort. They were able to put a song together, and I like to thanks to Michelle also for her work that she does. That she make this come true. Song, and I thought it was a really good beginning for me to open up my mind, because really, moms do it all, and sometimes as a kid, as a man, as a husband, guys, I'm sorry, today it's not going to be about you. It's going to be about the woman, the helper. I can think of many words, but the God give us. And I'm going to begin. I did a little research because I really got interested. How did we become, or how did the Mother's Day become to be a Mother's Day? And you know, as today, who was the founder of the Mother's Day? It was some lady in the early 1900s. Her name was Maria Ribes Jarvis, and she was the founder of Mother's Day. She was a social activist, she's the one that became with the idea to have a Mother's Day. But then her daughter, I guess they were kind of not really very happy about it because it turned out to be a very, very commercialized. And as we know now, Mother's Day, you want to buy the best gift for mom and honor her in a way that you think is the right way when, you know, so much you can just. You don't have to go so crazy. But I know in their back in their minds, they're like, can you give me an iPad? No, just kidding. Maybe. But a nice bouquet of flowers, you know, I'm pretty sure they will be so happy with it. The thing that we need to do is to remember and to acknowledge that they are a huge help. And then after that, of course, the president, that's something that I kind of learned too. In 1914, president, let me find out, because I forgot his name again, President Woodrow Wilson. In 1914, he was the 28th president, yeah. 28, and he made it an official day. The second Sunday of May, it should be the Mother's Day, and that was a proclamation that he gave to express our love and our reverence to the mothers of our country, and of course the mothers of our beautiful children. Sing this song, that we can turn our mothers into a gazillionaire. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But It's not an easy job to be a mother, and I understand. But you know what? Everybody's, I was a mother boy. I was always under my mom. I was always next to her, and a lot of people, they're like, well, yeah, I can tell you, you were a mother's day. I love my mom. She put up with me. If you guys don't know, my nickname is Panther, which is Pantera in Spanish. And that is because every time she was trying to give me a bath in the river, cold water, I would run away. And you would wonder why. Because she was, you know, the river in Mexico, they full of nice rocks. And they would choose the right rock. It would be able to do the job scrubbing your elbows. And that is painful. For a kid like me living in, I was always in the dirt. So that way, that's how I got my nickname. Because I was a fast runner. They would never catch me. But I love her so much, and I know that every single kid here do love their mothers also. And you kind of come to the understanding, you know, from the beginning in the Bible, you know, God knew everything. He knows what's going on in the future, what's going to happen in the future. Otherwise, Jesus would not. What I told Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times. No, I won't. Yes, you do. And he knew he was going to do that. So from the beginning, we understand that God knew everything. And even now, knows who is going to accept him, who is going to walk with him, who's going to be his disciple. And I thank him so much for where I am right now. As he has me, he's been keeping me in his protection and under his hand of protection. So by him, first of all, I'm going to say that without a companion, without our wives, we are men, we would be a mess. We want to be a mess, and we have to come to that understanding, and leave a little bit the men up on the side a little bit. You know, when you get married, it says there is 50 and 50, but I would say it's 100 and 100. And as you know, as we, the ministry, we get together with our young couples that are about to get married, or they're those that are already married, and you know, we give them the best advices that we can think of, and one of them is, you know, always agree with her, and you will have peace in your house. But God knew that we need a companion, and that's why He made a woman for us, and we're gonna read it. In Genesis, if you guys want to follow me, in Genesis, chapter 2, verse 16 to 18, it says, "And the Lord God commanded the men, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." And the Lord God said, "It's not good that the man should be alone." And as we know, he was talking to someone else. "We will make men in our image." Right there in chapter 18, he said, "It's not good for men to be alone." It's like, I know that if he's alone, he's going to be a mess. This day, it's about Mother's Day. Just keep that in mind. I don't know what would do. Who would support us with Everything has to do with the house, with the family. So God knew back then that I will make him a helper. Our lives would be so much different. And we come to the understanding that, yes, we do need a helper. And we're going to jump into 21 to 23. And it says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam and his sleep. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God has taken from a man, made he a woman, and brought her into the man. And Adam say, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken of a man. So we understand here that God was looking up to us. And I really give him all the thanks and all the honor and glory for that special, very special gift that we have. There is a woman. We were all created in him. We were all created for a purpose. So we ask, especially the kids, how much do you think, do you thank God for your mom this day? How much do you pray to God for your mother this day? Sometimes we can be so selfish with our time. We pray only for things that we might want. But really, have you thought about that special person that give you life and that bring you into this world? Today is the day that we should honor that special person. And as I was walking in into the church this morning, my brothers asked me if I was ready to preach a Mother's Day sermon. And you know I was. Because today is your day. It's not my day. Today is your day because God has created you as he created me too. We see in the days of Moses, we understand that his mother did his best to keep him in his care as the Pharaoh was trying to kill all the kids. But Moses was special, and she knew it from the beginning. And we're going to read in Exodus 2, chapter 2, verse 10. And it says, and the child grew, and she brought him into Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. This woman was not his mother, but he was almost like a mother figure. So this goes to those who God hasn't blessed them yet with a special gift of a child. But you can be a mother figure to those who maybe they're having a hard time with their own mom. And I know one special family member in my family that is sitting here that she is really, really good with a child. And I pray that the God will bless her. But you can be a good example to all those children that are sitting up there, they're standing up there, even children from your friends, that you can be a really good example of as being a mother. You know, Moses was 3 months knowing nothing what was going to happen to him as he was floating in the river. And his sister was able to keep an eye on him to know that he was going to be okay, he was going to be safe until he got to where the Pharaoh's daughter was. And we understand that shows that she was, and the daughter's Pharaoh was the mother figure. And that brings me into my next thought in Matthew in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. We're going to go there, and I hope I hope I don't take too much time the weekend and enjoy that delicious meal that has been prepared right now at this moment. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. And it says, and when they were depart, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. This is almost like what I just read in Exodus about what and how man can be evil. But because God cares for you and knows who you are and knows who you will be, he protects you. So Mary and Joseph here protect Jesus from his childhood, because they don't know anything, what was going to happen to him, who was going to be. But the angel told them, this is what this guy wants to do to him. You need to keep him safe. So even Mary and Joseph, they were so much care for our Lord and Savior than anybody else, even when he grew up. So This brings me to my next study. How did we are supposed to treat or take care of our moms as a child of her? Are we loving our mothers? Are you sharing everything with her, every moment with her? One day we understand that we're not going to be here. We're not going to be here forever. We understand that she's going to go away. And perhaps by then, you're not going to have the opportunity to express or to say exactly what you wanted to say to her. But because whatever reason you think is not the time, you should, not just today, but every day of your life, you should honor your mom. We should honor our moms. And as they are with us, don't let that time go away, because one day it will be too late and you will say how much I miss her or I wish I can call her. We live like our parents are going to be here forever, but that's not going to happen. So be thankful for every moment. Make sure to spend more time with your mom, with your grandma, with your dad, with your grandpa. I believe that we all play that same role. As long as you care for the special person, we are in the same path. And we know that our moms are superheroes, right? Because they know everything. They give everything for you, even their lives. So sometimes I ask myself, what is the difference between Superman, and moms? This is one of my jokes I put here. And I said, well, Superman is just a hero now and then, but moms are heroes all the time. Isn't that true? They are all the time our heroes. And we're going to go to 2 Timothy, verse 5:1. Chapter 5, and verse 1. 1 Timothy. Hey, Maya, can you turn this light right over there? Please, thank you, man.
Over the piano.
First. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, we're going to read. It says, rebuke not an older, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. Chapter 2 also, and the older woman as mothers, and the younger as sisters, with all purity. We need to look up to them, all those who surround us, especially our elderly women. And Ephesians, to complete my note here, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, we're going to read there real quick. In Ephesians 6, 2, it says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Honor her, no matter what. That's what God told us in the first place, to honor them, our mothers and our fathers. That was the first commandment that God gave us. Because, sometimes they do so much and they're not praised. I'm pretty sure they don't ask him for it. But we have to acknowledge all their hard work that they do. We have to be and know the things that they do for you, the things that they go through you. Goodness gracious, carry you for 9 months. That is something that is, I can say that the women are very, very strong. Ask me when I'm hungry, I want to eat right away. I can turn into a monster, but they can wait for a long time. And you know what? I get pleased first. So I want to give thanks for that today. We comfort ourselves in need when we care for each other. But we all have the same role to play. And we can see that in Matthew 12. We're going to go to Matthew 12 real quick. Verse 46. Verse 46 to 50. I was going to read it in Spanish first. What he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brother stood without desiring to speak with him. Then one say unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brother stands without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered, this is Jesus, but he answered and said unto him, they told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched out forth his hand and toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever should do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother. I like that verse because that responsibility, it falls not just in me, not just in my wife, not just in, it falls in everyone. And by me saying we comfort each other, it's because my understanding when I read this verse is that we all have to put our 100% when it comes to the duty of a life, house, and kids. And that might not sound correct, and I might get myself in trouble, but you know what? There's a door right here. I'm going to run right through here when the sermon is over, and you can catch me if you want. we understand that responsibility falls in all of us, because Jesus has said, you know, who's my mother? Whoever does the will, the God that my Father has called him to do, that is who is my mother, and that is who is my sister and my brother. You know, we have been called to do God's will. We're not going to go and resuscitate the dead. We're not going to go and and step on walk in water. You know, Jesus hasn't said that we're going to do what he did, but his will is a little tiny something that you do it in the name of Christ. As me standing here, all nervous and seeking what is in my mind, the next word to say, I know that God is in control. I don't have any, everything that I'm saying right now is not written down in my notes. But God knows everything. And if we continue doing his will, as I continue on with my English thick accent, that sometimes I might say some words that you not understand what I'm saying. But I love to stay to stand out here and bring his word to you. We understand that Christ cares for everybody, even for his own mom. Let's go to John 19. In John 19, verse 26 to 27, we understand that when Jesus even was in the hanging and pain, we all know what was the reason that he was in that position. But even there, we're going to read in 26, 27. It says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then say he to his disciple, "Behold thy mother." Say he to the disciple who he loved. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his house. At this moment, why is it that Christ, he was not the only child, we understand. He had brothers and sisters. Why is that he then laid him in charge of his mother? Even in his dead point, he was worried about her. And he wanted to be with someone who perhaps will live the same. Because we all know that his brothers and sisters deny him his beliefs and his teachings. But this is the guy who he knew that he could trust. So I believe that applied to us even now. So should we not care about our older people, our older parents, that perhaps are standing in need? In my case, I have my parents in Mexico, and I know they're in the need. I'm the second youngest one at 10, but I do worry and care about my old dad. He already does his work. When you get married, it says that when you become together, you leave your father and your mother, but that doesn't say that you just leave them forever. You don't care for them. Our responsibility is to the end. We have to care for our fathers and our parents in total, in general. We have to care for them. Because as child, we come in crawling, and it's almost, it's like a cycle, a circle. It's just because we go to the same position the day when in their older years that they're in need. And we had to look up to them and care for them. As Christ even cares here, even he was suffering at the cross, he cared for his mother and his old and her old age. He wanted to make sure that she was gonna be okay. Mothers are so valuable. They're so valuable in our lives. And that is why we don't have a Mother's Day sale. Can you imagine? Mother's Day sale. That's because they are priceless. They are priceless. We cannot have a Mother's Day sale. They are so priceless, so precious. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is like something, there's a spirit of parenting. And I just read what Christ says, you know. Here's my mother and my father. But the Spirit is just like a parents to us. Because He guides us. He told us what to do. He told us what not to do. He's always talking to us. Psalms 121. I'm going to read the 8 verses. I will lift up my eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keep thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keep Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor my moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in, from this time forth and ever, even forevermore. He will not slumber. He will not sleep. He will always warn you of those things that you should not do, things that you should do, just like a mother warned us. A mother told us what not to do. It's basically obey. Mothers have been longer than you are in this world, and they have lived their lives already and perhaps make mistakes, and they're trying to warn you not to do the same mistakes that she may be there, and she is repentant and she cares for you, yes, as God cares for us. You know, when Isaiah 66, the other day we were reading it, and if we follow and obey God, we will be so okay, but we are so rebellious that we want to do our own things. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil and shall preserve thy soul. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, says that God created man in his own image, and he also created male and female, both. He created them in his own image. We are his children. No matter if it's a male or female, he cares for us, as we just read in Psalms. In verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For they shall not speak of himself, but whosoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. The Spirit of the Lord will guide you through all your life once you have accepted and opened the door that he may be with you. And that's what Christ told his disciples. I'll be sending you a comforter who will teach you the ways that you should go and the things you should do. Once again, our mother told us all those things. He cared for us, and he wants the best for you. And as we're growing up, they treasure everything. You know, as I go to Mexico, and my mom, she was one of those persons, they were treasure everything, including toys. And every time that I go to see her, I will find toys that I had that I don't even remember. But she will keep everything. Everything. She will keep everything in so much that a pretty sure brother Ken was in my house. He saw some birds nail in the wall. She will not throw his pets, her pets away. Well, you find that kind of strange or funny? She will keep her birds, nail them in the wall. Because she didn't want to get rid of them. They treasure everything. My mom was treasuring everything. You know, that can be kind of, I don't know how you find it, but we're going to read a chapter about that. But I have another joke about responsibilities here. A kid asks a dad, "What is a man? What is a man?" And the dad says, "A man is someone who is responsible and cares for the family." And so the kid say, "I hope one day I can be a man just like mom." I thought that was pretty truthful sometimes. You know, Jesus in the temple was when he was teaching when he was teaching the scribes in the temple, he kind of departed from his parents, and after one day they knew that he was not with them, and so he was in the temple, and we're going to read in chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, 51. Luke chapter 2, 51. And it says here, and he went down, actually I'm going to read from 47. We're going to read how the and people who were listening to him, they were so amazed. And all that they heard him were astonished and of his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother say unto him, "Son, why hast thou thus deal with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. We've been looking for you." And he say unto them, "How is it that you saw me? Wist you not that I must be about my father's business?" And they understood not the saying which he speak unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and it was subjected unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. If you remember, and when they first brought Jesus to Simon and the temple, he told them, you know, the things to watch out and what was going to come to you. And from that moment, she was storing all these things that were happening as he was growing up, and to the day that he came to preach, to start preaching his gospel. But between that, his mother, to my understanding, she was treasuring everything. And Jesus was obedience from then hence, he followed them, being as a little child, obedient to his parents. But we all understand that everything was stored in her heart. Moms, they are really good teachers. And we have a lot of teachers here. Home moms, stay-home moms, or our moms that teach our children every Sunday, they go to school. They are really good teachers. And as a parent, as a mom, they will tell you the things that you, the friends that you have, they know you should not be hanging out with that person, or this is what's gonna happen. And in the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 31, we're gonna dwell there real quick. It says 26:28. Chapter 31, Proverbs 36-38. And it says, "And she opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue as the law of kindness. And she looked well to the ways of her house, and eat not the bread of Elnenes. And her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praised her." So they, if you listen really close to them, you will learn always her ways, and you will learn wisdom. And Proverbs 1:8-9 says, if you listen, you will learn wisdom. And Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Keep those advice from mom. Keep those advice from her, and you will do good in your life. They will help you in your life." See, the Bible teaches us all, and God knew everything. Like I said in the beginning, he knew everything. But it's up to us, and that's why we have the freedom choice to either follow or not follow. In Proverbs 23, chapter 23, we're going to read 22-26. And it says, "Hearken to thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. But by the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instructions and understanding, that the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begat a wise child shall have joy. Ahem, the father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bear thee shall rejoice." And how truthful that is. That is so what they want for you. "And my son, give me thy heart, and let thy eyes observe my ways." That's all they want. That's all they want. They want you to do good in life. They want you to do good and everything you are about to do in life. You know, as young women are getting ready to be married, they you know, either their mom or their in-law will tell them things that my son like, things that they don't like, or give them a good advices on how to have a really happy marriage. In Genesis, we understand that Genesis in chapter 3:20, it says, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living, just as moms give us lives." They are the moms of all living, and we need to honor them and think about that a little bit. You know, a daughter asked her mom, here goes another joke. A daughter asked her mom, "What is it like to have the greatest daughter in the world?" And mom responds, "I don't know, dear. You have to ask grandma." So obviously, you're not. If you don't obey, you know, I don't know what the mom was going to think, but you know, you want to be not the most important family member in your family. We're all the same. We're all the same. And I know our parents treat us the same. Mothers are a good example to all, especially, like I said, to young women as they get into back to their own life. And Titus chapter 2, verse 3-5, it says, "The aged woman, likewise, that they be an behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not give too much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, lover of their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. She's not gonna tell you, yeah, go ahead and do this. You know, when the time comes to engage with their partner, they teach them not to do that. And we understand that's something that we should not do. As Christians, we know the law. We know the law. And these days, it's been blasphemy. I can say that because now you move in before you get married. And we have to come to the understanding that's not how it goes. That's not how it goes. Put a ring on my finger and then I move in with you. Or that's we have to understand that I can't find the word that I want to use for this, but young ladies, don't be wise in these situations. Don't let things like that happen in your lives, and that will be one of my advice, I guess. But I'm sure you're going to hear it from mom, and that's their job in your lives, and even for young men. That applies to both. They are very protective. That's another thing. Moms are really, really protective. They're not afraid of anything. They will always come out in front. Have you ever been chased by a dog? I have. And the first words that come out of my mouth is mom, as I'm running. And that happens a lot of times when I was a young boy. But mom, always the word mom comes out of your mouth, because that's all you know. I mean, and she will protect you. She will do anything for you. I don't know, even to give you a kidney if you need one. So honor your mom. We read that in the Book of Mormon, we read a little bit of Moroni having these 2,000 young men, young soldiers, and they took those advice from their moms. Their moms told them, listen, you're going to go fight this war, just keep God with you. And I know that God will protect you. And that's after the battle with the Lamanites, none of them was hurt, none of them was killed. There were some of them hurt, but none of them lost their lives because they always keep those advices that their moms told them, not to be afraid, but just to trust in God. And that is what we need to do these days, trust and obey, not just our superiors, but our families, our elderly. You know, sometimes our minister have to approach people. If we see something that is not going good, and that is very hard, but remember what the scripture says, there are to teach and to teach others and to tell them, you know, the things that they need to stop or continue on. They guide us in our task. That's a special word for it. I cannot remember what for it right now. But the scriptures, they speak for you. And basically, God is speaking to you. Not that we do. We are, but it's God. In Isaiah 66, verse 13, it says, as one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted as you, in Jerusalem. So he is comfort you. He will comfort us in every way. We are not alone, as he has told us from the beginning. He will always be with us. And we understand that as human, we make mistakes, and even our moms. Sometimes they get mad at you, they tell you things that you might take it the wrong way, even sometimes. you start to look just like your mother. I would think that I would take that as that's good, that's nice. At least I look like her, I act like her. I like that. I'm sorry, my words are going away. But I take that as a compliment. If I look like my mom. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. And it says, "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins." We have to have love. And then your mom will offend you, you have to forgive her. We live for that. Otherwise, you will have a sad life. You know, you cannot be mad to your mom forever. You have to forgive. As it says right here, we have to have love. And 1 Corinthians says, but it says that without love, we are nothing. And look, Christ reminds us as we, let's go to Luke on chapter 11, real quick. Christ is telling us that we need to forget others. Luke chapter 11, verse 2 to 4. And it says, "And he saying to them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day a daily bread, and forgive us our sin, for we also forgive everyone that is adapted to us, and lead us not to temptation." So he's teaching us to forgive. That's the key word, forgive, as those who forgive us. Otherwise, if we don't forgive our moms, that's one of the things. If we don't forgive, God will not forgive us when we are face to face with Him in heaven. So we have to keep that in mind. That we need to be humble, forgettable, when we know that mom wants the best for us. So I wanted to say to all of you today, I think my tongue has come. Today is today. Rejoice for all you have done, for who you are now, because God never makes mistakes. He make you the way He wanted to. He loves you the way you are, because He make you just the way you are. My last two scriptures, they're gonna be found in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 to 6. "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer am I for you, all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath began a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. He will keep us in your care, and you have to enjoy the days of your life until we meet Christ." That is what he's telling us. Be joyful of who you are. In Proverbs 31, I'm not going to read it, but it says, "Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fear the Lord, she shall be praised. And that is today, that's my hope, and I know that you are praised today. I mean, we can see it every day of our lives. And to finish this day, I'm going to read something from your own child. And I hope that you take it as it's a message of love and how much they care for you. From Logan to Alicia. All moms give birth to a child except you, mom. Give birth to a legend. Oh. Wow. From Caleb to Trish. Words can ever begin to describe how amazing you are. So am I now even going to try? From Sarah to Emmy. Thanks for birthing me and putting up with me all these years. I love you. Gage, thank you for putting up with me and my terrible hold on.
Terrible driving?
Except for that time when I ran red light. Oh. In that intersection, which was completely understandable. Hey, I understand that, man. When I teach my daughters, Mary or Didi, I came back home and my wife says that I look green. Aiden, to Emmy, thank you for birthing me and not taking it back during my 10 years, right? Or 10 years, I'm sorry, 10 years. Sorry, guys. One more page, almost done. Zane, from Zane to Rebecca. I call her Becca. That's what I call my Becca. My mom loves polka dots. My mom takes care of me when I am sick and I watch Lego movie with her and cry because my hair hurts and the girl brainwashes everyone. Mom is a good cook, but not tomatoes, yuck. Harper to Casey. I like her funny face. Okay. When she plays with her lips, my mommy has a wedding shirt, and when she wears it, she looks like a princess. I kiss her when she comes home, and I love her. From Ethan to Nikki, I love mom's pizza with ranch and macaroni. My mom always says, uh-oh, my leg. She takes care of us. She feeds my brother and cleans him up after he... I love her. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day. And I pray that God bless you today and every way. And I hope this message was a blessing to you. Thank you.